Snowball Spa. You want good words? Data Languager.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Calc with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP!
Good Thursday morning out there, Western Oklahoma. Welcome to The Skinny on Sports right here on 98.1 FM, The Sports Animal. Glad to have you along for the next hour. Get into all kinds of stuff. Some portal news from this morning. Oklahoma State losing a longtime starter in their secondary. We'll tell you who that was. What's the holdup with Caleb Williams? Is he not finding the NIL market as pleasing as he thought? Or is he trying to recruit players before he officially, I don't know. It's so strange that this is still dragging on. So we'll talk a little bit about that. There was an on-site weather reporter that got hit by a car. And kudos to her. She stood right back up and finished what she was doing. Lots of things going on with that. And we've actually, you can hear the audio of that.
Oh,
so we can talk about that.
Do we want to?
Oh, it's pretty, it's not, it's just kind of like, whoa.
Wow.
And then she shares some details that it's like, oh my gosh, maybe you're in the wrong field. NFL coaching carousel. We haven't really talked about that as much in the NFL as we do in college, partly because
it happens every year.
And Oklahoma was open this year, which hadn't happened in a long time.
Right.
There's a name out there that's starting to surface a little bit more often, and I wonder if this won't be a trend more now than it has been in the past. We'll tell you what that name is. Do you think Dallas or Arizona are going to pull the plug on their head coach? Which games are you looking forward to this weekend the most? Who's got the most pressure at the quarterback position? I think it's a little different this week than it was last. Because to me, now we're starting to get into the – after you win the wild card game, you know, that's kind of the, like, fake legacy week to me. Like, the only things we talk about in the wild card round a lot of times are bad. Like, oh, Matthew Stafford can't win a playoff game, right? And then he finally does. But now once you get to the divisional round or even the conference championship round, it's more about, okay, who's going to build a legacy, not just keep theirs from being horrible. And so that's where I think it changes just a little bit on who's got the pressure. And, of course, today, tons of high school hoops all across the area. We have what we think is the list right now, and if it's not, feel free to chime in and tell us where we're wrong at 225-9698. I know there's lots of things kind of swirling about up in the air with different games and different tournaments coming up today. So if you know something we don't, feel free to chime in. 225-9698, that's the phone or the text line. You're going to be outside the listening area. Catch us on KADSAM.com. Live stream that way or the download the Paragon app. The app is great. It's got all three radio stations. It's got the Penny News, brand new edition of the Penny News. Hit the website yesterday, thepennynews.com. Print edition's out there. Go pick up a free copy of the Penny News, see what's in it this week. Big Elk TV, Paragon TV, we have a list of games that will be on those coming up here shortly. And then also Skinny on Sports Podcast. If you miss entirely, you can go back and listen at your convenience. Hello, Jared.
How are you? You ready for another tournament weekend?
Man, I was looking. So I knew there was only six teams in the Short Grass Invitational down at Altus that Elk City will be competing in today. And I hadn't really studied the bracket real close. Just kind of, okay, when do we start? You know, isn't that kind of the first thing you look at as far as what we do? Okay,
oh, of course.
Okay, when are the game times first, and then what happens if you win? What happens if you lose?
Right.
You know, like what will those times be? Well, I didn't really pay attention much further than that. And I really kind of looked at when, like when will we play if we win? And of course, alarm bells went off for tomorrow morning. Whereas if the Elkettes win this afternoon, 10 a.m. is their first is their tip off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Obviously, that affects this right here.
Yeah.
But I didn't really look much past that. I did notice there was only a third and fourth place game and a first and second place game, akin to a little bit of the five county where you have to win to make it to Saturday, right?
Right.
But that's about as close as I looked. Turns out that was unfortunate because tomorrow could be one of the greatest marathons in my broadcasting career. Because with wins today, now, if both teams just go ahead and win tomorrow too, then it'll be just like a normal week of a tournament. You just move right on to the championship game on Saturday. But if the teams were to win today and lose tomorrow, guess what? Playing again tomorrow. Twice. I've never seen this.
Not in basketball. Maybe baseball.
Yeah,
but not
for sure. Yeah.
Softball. Softball. You play baseball six games sometimes. A day, yeah, but yeah. Not basketball.
No. And so there's a chance that tomorrow we could have a 10 o'clock Elkett game, a 2:30 Big Elk game, then a 4 o'clock Elkett game, then a 5:30 Big Elk game. Hope the hospitality room has tea and honey.
Oh, yes.
Anyhow.
Yes.
But that's for tomorrow. Let's look at today. You got that list. I've got so many papers over here. I've shuffled it around. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you have it?
Yeah, we got 11 games on tap today on the Paragon Network, and I'll just do it in chronological order. And I think I got this right. I gave you an original paper and I actually had a game off. So, we'll start today at 12:40, Eric versus Ceiling at the Bi-County over in Merritt. Eric versus Ceiling girls. Now, they've had a couple teams drop out of that one. The girls' bracket is now pool play. So they'll have three girls' games today, tomorrow, and then they'll seed them up for three games on Saturday. I don't have that in front of me. I just have what I wrote down here. So just bear in mind with that one. At 2 o'clock, Stain and Merritt at the Bi-County, the Cheyenne and Hammond boys will play. At 2:30 at the Short Grass Classic, you just mentioned Elk City and Star Spencer girls at 2:30. Back at the Bi-County, it's Hammond girls and Cheyenne girls at 3:20 at the Tri-County. This one's also in Altus, but at Western College on the campus over there. It's Leedy versus Snyder girls at 4:20. At 4:30 at the West Central Basketball Tournament in Weatherford. At Swazoo, Arapahoe Butler versus Calumet girls in the winner's bracket semifinal game. Tri-County back in Altus, Leedy versus Snyder boys at 5:40. At 6 o'clock, the Bi-County in Merritt. Merritt versus Duke girls. Hello at 6 o'clock. That one just suddenly became a good game. I mean,
So the way this happened with the pool play, the one pool is Merritt, Duke, and Hammond?
Yeah. Is that how you read it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's Cheyenne, too.
There's Cheyenne in there.
Anyway.
Yeah, so Merritt and Duke girls tonight at 6. Shortgrass, back with you. Elk City and Altus boys at 7 o'clock. The Bi-County, back at Merritt. The Merritt boys taking on Eric at 7:20. And the nightcap, another marquee game in Class A, West Central Basketball Tournament semifinal boys action, Arapahoe Butler versus Hydro Eakley, number 1 versus number 5. Could be a state tournament preview there at 8:15 tonight. Woo, 11 games. It all starts. Go to ParagonTV.com, click on your school that you want to watch, and you should be hooked up. What you got?
Yeah, I'm looking at this. This was courtesy of the Hammond All Sports Club on the girls' side. So today, Ceiling, there's just six teams is what it amounts to.
Right.
Ceiling, Eric, Hammond, Cheyenne, Merritt, and Duke. So you're going to have Ceiling and Eric today, Hammond and Cheyenne today, Merritt and Duke today. Then tomorrow's games will be Cheyenne and Eric, Ceiling and Duke, and then Hammond and Merritt. And then they'll just, you know, if the 2-0s will play each other in the finals, the 1-1s will play for third, the 0-2s will play for fifth and sixth.
Right.
The boys' bracket
is normal.
Is normal.
Right.
Just missing a game? Is that what's happened here?
At the Bi-County?
Yeah.
Haven't been told.
I thought a complete school was wiped out, or just girls' teams
just
were wiped out.
I was just told the girls' team. The boys' bracket is as is.
Okay, so Granite and Blair, just girls can't make it.
That's what I was told. I was frantically trying to get that info last night. And there's even maybe a development at the West Central. I couldn't confirm that one, so I won't even bring it to air. So I'm just going to assume the West Central is on as normal.
Wow.
So no panic there. Arapahoe Butler and Hydro Eakley is still on. And that one, I'm going to sit down and get my popcorn ready and watch that one.
Yeah, that'd be good stuff there. Yep. You know, it's
no pressure, Maddie.
This is pretty amazing.
What you got?
Possum has the bracket, like, drawn out.
For
not even written. For the girls out at the Bi-County. How the heck did he get his hands on that?
Man, He's freelancing on us.
A little bit bigger. He's more of a big deal than we thought, I guess.
Wow. Good for him. He sent that to you?
Yeah.
I'm good. Better than the handwritten one I got.
That's what I was looking at, was the handwritten one.
It's like, wow, very official.
Here you go. Here's one that's actually...
you got to do what you got to do when you're scrambling like that. I get it.
Oh, 100%. Especially when it happens the night before it starts.
Yes.
Here you go. I'll shoot that over to you.
Awesome.
Let's see. We'll have radio coverage, obviously, of the Elkettes and the Big Elks. Elkettes 2:30, Big Elks at 7. That's on Cool 94. And then the Merritt games will be back-to-back right here, 6 o'clock and then following for the boys. And the rest of that will be on Paragon TV. So tons and tons and tons of basketball. Would you say 11 or 12 games today?
What, 11 games 11. By my count today, yeah.
And there then, could be, geez, tomorrow there well, could tomorrow, be 15.
Right. I mean, you didn't hear Canute because they don't play until tomorrow.
That's right.
And you got all these games that are happening here. Well, these are a three-day tournament. They will play. And you mentioned what you're talking about.
Yeah, Elk City could have 4 tomorrow.
My goodness.
Lots of games, lots of stuff. So that Paragon Communications app, Big Elk TV, Paragon TV, it's going to be full with games going on all day long. And we'll be on site at, what, 4 different locales? 2 in Altus, 1 at Merritt, and 1 at Weatherford. That'll be the... At least it's not...
2 in Altus, 1 in Merritt, 1 in Weatherford.
That's it, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah, that's all the locations anyway. With multiple teams,
3 towns
participating,
4 tournaments.
It's good stuff.
That's what I got. That's cool.
Good stuff. And you know what struck me on Tuesday night as I was reading off that bracket for the listeners in the pregame of the Elk City girls game. And then I started kind of thinking in my mind, okay, so we've got this weekend. Then there's a makeup next Saturday for the game that was missed Tuesday against Weatherford. Then there was already a Saturday. After that, the 5th, I think, of February is the date. That was already scheduled with Tuttle, the Elkettes, mm-hmm. Elk City going to Tuttle on that Saturday. And then I was like, all right, yeah, then there's – no, the next week is district for Class A and B.
Yes.
We're like almost there. 3 weeks.
Yes.
3 weeks from tomorrow, there will be district basketball. What?
Yeah.
We just – does it not feel like – like last weekend was the Elk City Clinton football game. It does to me.
Yeah.
I mean, just crazy how fast it moves along. And next thing you know, bam, it's like, whoa, we're walking out of the big house. Basketball's over. What just happened to this year? But anyhow.
It's crazy.
It's going to be good stuff moving forward. So a lot of fun. A lot of really good basketball. I'm going to tell you, today, if you got nothing going – is it at the Pioneer Cellular Event Center tonight? Swasey's not playing over there.
Obviously,
West Central. It is.
No,
I mean,
West Central's at Swasey.
It is because sometimes they have to go back and forth depending on the Bulldog schedule. You know what I'm saying?
You mean like between Rankin,
Rankin, and yeah. And
I am pretty sure. I didn't see any indication that would be different.
Because I know a couple years ago, our man Caden Biebrick, he had to hustle from Rankin to the event center, like back-to-back games. Anyway.
I'm going to go to the Swazoo's website just to make sure.
Anyhow, if you're just in the town of Weatherford today, man, that's some good hoop. Starting at 4:30 with Calumet and Arapaho, the girls game, Burns Flat and Calumet, hopefully that boys game. Then you got Hydro Weekly and Thomas, Hydro Weekly, Arapaho, Butler. That's some good stuff. And then tomorrow, even though it's a little messed up because – we won't have true semifinals tomorrow out at Merritt like it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some great hoops out there for the weekend. I mean, just great stuff. So if you're not doing anything, and I was just sitting here thinking to myself, okay, what time? Even if Elk City plays in the finals of that tournament down in Altus, it's kind of an earlier tip. Could I make it back for bi-county finals? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My wife's listening going, no, you can't. We got to go, it's date night.
Oh.
But there's lots of great basketball coming up. No doubt about it. And then that's just kind of the appetizer for what's coming next with the playoffs starting here in just a couple of weeks. So
yes. That's
This is, to me, you know, the first week of the tournaments in January, it's like coming out of Christmas and, okay, get your feet back wet. This is when – okay, I'm watching to see who's playing well, who's beating who, because all you got to do is carry that for 2 weeks and bam, you're winning a district title. You know, this gives you the chance to do what you do in over the Christmas break and work out issues that you saw pop up at the first of the season. Work on those. Get a bunch of practice time in. For some of those teams that had long football seasons, get in more of a basketball condition than what you were in December. You know, those are two totally different things as far as being in basketball shape versus football shape.
Now, fine example for me, from what I've seen from Burns Flat. When they played Canute, I believe it was the last game before Christmas break. Burns Flat's a football school. And now Burns Flat appears to be playing some good basketball. They upset Sentinel in the first round on Monday night at the West Central. Could they be getting on a roll? And then that Arapahoe Hydro game tonight, that's going to be very telling for me. That's why I've had some schools in mind who could make a deep run, and obviously both of those schools are at the top of the list. So how do they play out? If one blows out the other, or if one wins by 10-plus over the other, does that tell us something? Or are we expecting a tight nip-and-tuck game throughout the entire time? Does that tell us something? I mean, a lot of fun stuff. And this is where we start to have the shades kind of pulled back more and to give us a better idea of who's a serious threat and a serious contender, better word, contender for titles in their respective classes and who's not.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I can't wait to see the results of this.
By the way, Swazoo on the road tonight, so they're in Russellville,
Arkansas. You know what? That literally just popped up that they were in Arkansas, yeah. So no worries there. The reason is this picture popped up of Lady Bulldogs. I was like, wait a minute, I recognize that. That one there is Addison Wilson. She's in the picture of today's announcement for Swazoo Athletics. Yeah,
cool.
And so I was sitting there thinking, who is that? I didn't know. Who, oh yeah, yep. That's Addison Wilson.
We've seen her score a lot of points
in the Big House.
Yes.
Anyhow, good stuff. Paragon TV, Big Elk TV, all day with high school basketball.
If you didn't get all that, go to the Paragon TV Facebook page or Skinny on Sports Facebook page. I put a post out there. Everything I just said, and with links, so you can just click on the game you want to watch.
Well done, Jared.
I do what I do. This is what I do.
Above and beyond. Yeah. I'm lucky to figure out where Elk City's playing and get there on time. Jared.
Yo.
You like beef, correct?
Of course. It's what's for dinner.
Beef is what's for dinner. And over the last couple of years, I know one thing that people have kind of started gravitating towards has been, you know, buying quarter, half, full beefs.
Yeah.
To fill their freezer and not have to worry about going to the store and that kind of thing.
Worrying about, you know, the supply chain problems.
That's right. And all that.
And, you know, and people want to support the local farmer.
Correct. Here's another way to do that. And this is kind of double... Like killing two birds with one stone as far as supporting and then also maybe even being able to get some local beef in your freezer. And, by the way, a freezer.
And a freezer.
Do I have your interest?
This sounds familiar, but go ahead.
It does. It sounds a little bit like maybe the Rotary raffle. Well, guess what? It's not for Rotary. It's for Elk City Baseball.
Okay.
Elk City Baseball team will be raffling off a half beef and a freezer. Tickets are $50 a piece. Each ticket gets two chances to win. It's obviously two half beef. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because there's a hole there. Drawing will be held February 25th, 2022. So February 25th is when the drawing will be held. To purchase tickets, contact any Elk City baseball player or Elk City baseball coach. We happen to have one of the coach's numbers, the head coach of Elk City Baseball, right here in this very phone.
And he's allowing us to say his number. Now, some coaches.
No. I'm not going to say his number.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying if you want to get his number, you can contact us. We could probably get it to you. No, I'm not going to fire that out there right now. Imagine his reaction. Holy cow.
Why'd you tell him to steal?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny. Well, now I kind of want to. Tickets go on sale today. All proceeds go to help the Elk City baseball teams through the 2022 season. That's a half beef and a new freezer. $50 a ticket. Contact any baseball player or baseball coach. February 25th will be the drawing for that.
Good deal.
And
Sounds like that was a good idea.
I actually had a message on my phone as I got that.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Saying, please don't put my number out there?
No, it said, oh. Atha better buy a ticket. I said, well, he's Mr. Canute. You got to watch out for stuff like that.
I'm Mr. Western Oklahoma. Come on, man.
Publicly shaming. Let's see if it works.
Who said that?
J-Mac?
Oh, gee.
You'll notice, if you're with us yesterday, you'll notice that Coach Maynard is not here. He had coaching clinic stuff come up. So hopefully next week.
We'll get him on.
Before the football season.
Before the football season. That's a guarantee.
It's like playing phone tag. We just hadn't.
Hey, he's doing his stuff, man.
Absolutely.
You think it's off season? Nope.
No, there's clinic last week. There's clinics and different things all throughout this time here. As they're kind of. Now that spring football is kind of a thing in high school, which it really wasn't. I mean, there's off-season lifting and that kind of thing, but not really quote-unquote spring football. So now that that's happening, the calendar's kind of got shifted a little
bit. Will there be like a brown and white spring game? Maybe that's a question
for Coach. It's a question we can ask
him. That'd be fun. That'd be kind of fun.
You know what would be – I didn't get the full story, but there used to be like an alumni game.
Oh, that might be more fun.
And one of the – at the banquet – the football banquet a couple weeks ago. One of the guys that is an alum from here and went on to, you know what the War Pigs are? You know what they were back in the 80s at OSU? It's the offensive line that blocked for Barry
Sanders.
It was
a minor league baseball team.
No, it's the offensive line that blocked
for, gotcha.
One of the guys on there.
Listen, Sanders didn't even need an offensive line.
Well,
go ahead.
One of the guys on there was from here.
Oh, okay.
Chris Stanley.
Yeah.
He was on that offensive line.
I've heard that name. Yes.
He was there to present one of the awards, and some of the guys in the back that I was sitting by were giggling about how the last time they saw him lace up the pads was in the alumni football game here, and they thought he killed a guy. Oh. Like, no. I giggled like you did, and they're like, no, seriously. Like, that's we can't have that anymore.
Brick killed a guy.
Yeah, I mean that's the first thing.
Hey,
I
listen,
of.
I've been meaning to talk to you. You might want to find a safe house and lay low. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it was like whoa.
Oh man,
got a question. Did you see Westbrook got benched last night?
No.
Oh yeah.
No, I was watching. I won't tell you what I was watching. You'll snicker at it.
Next Level Chef. That's what I was watching.
No, it was an athletic event. I'm not going to tell you.
Oklahoma women's basketball.
Yeah. I was sitting there last night. I'm like, well, there's nothing on. I could either turn off the TV and help my wife do the dishes or find something to watch. And then my phone buzz said, Big 12 basketball on ESPN Plus. Da, da, da. Hey, looks like I found something to watch.
And they won again, I think.
They did. They were down in half. Had a big third quarter to come back and win.
Yeah, Westbrook got benched last night in the Lakers' loss.
Did not see that. It was a loss, though.
Indiana. Indiana's been a terrible team this year.
You know,
should have been pretty good.
Have you seen there was a little panic, I think, in the Thunder fan camp when the Thunder went to Brooklyn and they beat Brooklyn. It was without Durant and all that stuff. And then you see somebody after the game talking to one SGA.
Okay.
Turned out that somebody, and his name escapes me, and I'm sure it's on the tip of your tongue. It was who represents one LeBron James, an agent.
Oh, is that Leon Rose? Is that who that still is? Somebody different?
It's somebody different. And everybody panicked. Thought, oh, no. He wants SGA. He being LeBron.
Oh.
Well. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. What's happening here? Why are they talking? You know how rumors spread and how they can just grow. People were tweeting it, going, get away from our boy. Stop talking to him. He's ours. No. I haven't heard anything else, though. I don't think that had much of a – it was just, hey, good game. Are you looking it up, who the agent is? Man, it's right on the tip of my tongue. But
– oh, it's that guy that – oh, my gosh. I'm looking up something else.
Oh, okay. So hopefully that's not a thing. But then of course, there's even stories that came out I saw when I Googled it. Westbrook return to OKC? No way Sam would make that trade.
Well, here's the problem for anybody with wanting to sign SGA. When he signed that five-year extension in August,
right,
it runs through 26, 27.
Yeah.
So.
Is there any worry of – my question was, would SGA, if – kind of like a Paul George, would he go, hey, I want to request a trade?
Of course. That can always happen.
There's always going to be that.
It can always happen. But it is what it is. I mean, that's
– Rich Paul.
Yes. Golly, that was right on – you're right. It was right on the tip.
Right. You know,
I was about to say it's a guy with two first names.
Yes. Man, if you're an agent, you want your first name to be Rich, right?
Or your last name. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Your first name can be You. Your middle name could be Getten, and your last name could be Rich. That would be good, too.
Oh, man. And then, of course, I Google that, and the first thing I see on the news tab is NBA fans in frenzy after LeBron James' agent spotted with massive young star.
Well, like I said, that would be the only way to try to orchestrate some kind of leaving, walkout, demand a trade type thing. Which, you know what? That's always going to be a thing.
Isn't there rules against that? Like,
well, there should be.
Isn't there rule? Isn't
there's
that
tampering?
Tampering? Isn't that tampering?
Sure, there is. But
if that was truly a thing, or if it was just an innocent, hey, good job, nice game, good to see you, take care.
Of course,
care.
There's tampering rules,
right.
But good luck enforcing. I mean. The thing about those tampering rules is the people that would tamper are smart enough not to get caught doing it. I mean, he's not going to be shooting text messages to SGA. He's going to be calling him. And then you have plausible deniability on a phone call. Hey, nope, uh-uh.
Yeah.
But as far as Westbrook goes, I mean, he didn't play very – he didn't shoot it very – ironically, he didn't shoot it very good from anywhere but three, and then he was 4-for-6 from three, 5-of-17 overall. You know, it's one of those square peg in a round hole type things that never seemed like a good pairing for LeBron James, ever. You know, the big talk in the offseason was the Buddy Hield trade. That makes so much more sense for Buddy to be standing in the corner shooting threes when LeBron gets in the lane, Westbrook.
I'm telling you.
It never made sense.
Yep.
Now, you know, Westbrook, the one thing that I don't think he gets quite enough credit for is being able to adapt his game more than people let on. You know, the start of the Harden and Houston pairing was atrocious. And then next thing you know, Westbrook played great basketball leading up to the pandemic starting. And then even in the, you know, then he got hurt and he wasn't quite the same when they got down in the bubble. But that for that couple of month stretch from January until the league shut down in March, he was fantastic. Not shooting threes, getting in the lane, you know, playing off of Harden because Harden refused to change. Now, Harden's kind of starting to do that a little bit to me in Brooklyn, where he's not the same hard-headed, pound the basketball, try to get fouled. It may be those rule changes helped him have to adapt, where he couldn't just rely on stepping back and bucking his head and getting free throws, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the LeBron-Westbrook pairing never was going to work, especially without Anthony Davis. And honestly, I think the real problem for L.A. is that you got two guys that need the ball in their hands all the time, and LeBron and Westbrook to be efficient and to be relevant. But the real problem is Anthony Davis won't play the five.
Mm.
And so then you have to have Anthony Davis and one of what, Dwight Howard or DeAndre Jordan or whatever, clogging the lane. Davis doesn't clog the lane as the five because he can step out and shoot. Well, guess who that helps? Russell Westbrook getting to the rack. LeBron James getting to the – you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're a Laker fan, in the midst of everybody trying to figure out how to play with each other, you know what's going on that nobody's really talking about because he's playing so great? LeBron James is playing way too many minutes before the playoffs start.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about no chance. LA has no chance without him being at the peak of whatever powers he still possesses, which are immense, but not like they used to be. And so in the chasing of figuring out some chemistry, they're also running him down a little bit, taking off more tread of the tires. Listen, the Lakers are going to be talked about all year long because they're L.A., because they have those future Hall of Famers, three of them on that team. But they ain't going nowhere, man. That team is not built to win nothing.
No.
Because it's not built correctly. Now, can that change here in 3 weeks at the deadline? It better. because what they got now is not winning.
No, that's going to be interesting for me is what they do at the deadline. Because it seems like everyone's just kind of holding pat, like, okay, we'll coast through this season. Who cares what seed they get? You know, if you're a Laker fan, you're thinking, nah, who cares? We can turn it on in the playoffs. We have LeBron. We have AD. But what could they add? And I don't know if Buddy Hield's still out of the question.
Oh, I don't think so either.
You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
The realistic thing for me would see them moving Westbrook for Buddy. Something like that. Some kind of a package deal like
that.
Yeah,
but he doesn't fit in Sacramento either.
Where
because
does he fit? I mean, I know you broke it down there. He's at the different point of his career. He's either going to have to change his game to still become relevant in this league. Look at Blake Griffin. You know, he's not dominant anymore, but he's changed his game enough where he can be a compliment guy off the bench.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, he's a problem too because he can't shoot. I mean,
yeah.
You know, the problem for these guys, those two in particular, and they're a really good test case together, is that what made them so great goes away.
Yeah.
And that is just superior athleticism. And eventually, you can't – the athleticism has to turn into basketball skill. Blake has done a better job of that, I think, with Russ, at least adapting out to the three-point line. But he's still not a great shooter. He shot probably this year is kind of a coming back to the mean type year for him because he was pretty good last year, probably better than what he really was, mm-hmm. and now he's regressing back to the middle of what he's always been, whereas Westbrook has never either put in the time, which is hard to believe that's right because of just the fanatical effort and the work that he puts in. Some guys just can't shoot. You know, and I know the hope, even way back when Westbrook was here as a young guy with, you know, a struggle from behind the arc, the hope was always, well, as he loses athleticism, he'll figure out how to shoot. A la, say, Jason Kidd. You know, Jason Kidd could throw it in the ocean.
Yeah.
And when he was young and really athletic, by the time we see him on that Mavericks team that won the title back in 2011, knocked out the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals, that dude was a dead sharp shooter from behind the arc. And he ends up, what, third or fourth on the all-time made threes list.
Right.
No one would have thought that,
no.
You know, when he came out into the league. But he was able to adapt that way. Westbrook just never has been able to. But at the same time, Jason Kidd, he was athletic, but he was never the A++++ athlete that Westbrook was. And so, you know, he could kind of figure it out. And I think most would say his basketball IQ is on a superior level than Russ's ever was also. So he could see the writing on the wall, whereas Westbrook, even now, heck, that dunk he had over Gobert just a week ago, it's like, whoa, he can still do that? 32? You know?
Yeah.
And so there's still those glimpses, but the problem is, and you'll notice it in his stats, his ability to finish at the rim this year has been atrocious. And I think I wonder how much that has to do with his lack of athleticism or it diminishing from what it was even 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got benched last night in a loss by the Lakers.
I like the narrative of it said that, you know, Vogel had the green light from upper management. You mean from LeBron?
Which is pretty funny because coming out of the weekend, all the stories surrounding L.A. was Vogel almost got fired. And so it does make sense that somebody has to give him the green light to do anything since he's basically not the coach anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you're right, LeBron. Thanks, LeBron, for giving him the green light to put Russ on the bench.
Yeah.
Text that I just got, and it's so true. There's a different pressure playing with LeBron James than there is anybody else in the league.
I can see that.
Now, part of it is, you know, the legacy he's trying to build, and he's not going to let anybody stand in the way of him trying to succeed in that way. And the problem of it is, but on the other side, you know, there's good things about playing with LeBron. There's no doubt because his IQ is so high. He can get you the ball where you need to have it to best benefit you. But at the same time, that's got to benefit him.
Couldn't it? I mean, if you approach it, if you're playing with LeBron, go, oh, you know, the pressure could be off. Oh, I'm playing with LeBron. I'm playing with this guy. I don't have to step up my game. I just have to continue my game. My game's going to get easier. I'm on the same floor with LeBron, right?
I think it starts that way until you get in the middle of it.
Yeah.
then I think you go, oh.
How about this?
I'm playing with LeBron.
How about this as far as in defense of Russell? Could the, you know, being in L.A., playing for the storied Lakers be a thing too? You know, he's in his hometown. He's in huge market. He's in with the Lakers, for crying out loud. Showtime. And he keeps trying to do too much.
Oh, sure. But he's always been that way. He's always tried to do too much.
But he could do, like, he could, you know, he took his lumps here in Oklahoma City and you know, from us, the media, et cetera.
Yeah, not really.
But he was like, it's a young franchise with literally no history. Which, speaking of which, do you realize it's been 10 years?
I know.
Since the finals run? Feel old yet? So he can, you know, he can mess up and get away with it in a way.
100%. He could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
And now especially when Durant left.
Yeah.
Durant left. I mean, he was paraded through the streets.
He was the hero. Yeah.
In a white shirt. I mean, it was like, yeah. I mean, the comparison's obvious, right? I mean, I'm not going to, you know, it was like he was the coming, the second coming. And but at that time, everybody, and maybe still are, but wondering, okay, is this the end of basketball? I mean, is Durant literally crushing the franchise down to where it has to move with him leaving? You know, I mean, that was a real fear at the time. And because then everyone thought, well, that means Westbrook's going to L.A., back home, like mm-hmm. you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, that was pre-LeBron being out there.
Yeah, they thought Westbrook would call for a trade
to go to LA.
And then rebuild would have started.
Well, and here's the deal. It wasn't even a trade because that next summer he was going to be free.
Right.
Then he signs and, you know, then he's paraded through the streets and then the keys of the franchise are handed over to him. And you know what? For a year it was fun. That next year was a blast with him just scorched earth on the league, winning the MVP, you know, and all that. But then, you know, it kind of wore out its welcome and it just didn't work because Kevin Durant was better than Paul George. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And he was able to get the Thunder to a much higher level than Paul George is able to here because he was just a better player. It was just that simple. But now Westbrook, I think he's struggling with his identity because of the lack of athleticism or the diminishing athleticism. I think he's struggling with where his place is and how he can do certain things and how he can't do certain things, even more importantly. And so now what kind of player is he? He doesn't know because he's never took the time or had the ability to be able to transition into a spot-up shooting type of player as opposed to an attacking, athletic, whirling dervish type player.
Yeah.
And that's becoming more and more of a problem as Father Time catches up.
Yes. All it's right. coming in.
That was like an audible. We called an audible.
Yeah. I'm real curious.
That's a good question, though. That's going to be a huge topic today on shows just like this one.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Westbrook got benched.
Yeah.
We'll see for how long and all that kind of stuff. But it was interesting last night, at least for sure. All right, let's hit some NFL.
Hey, can I hit something?
Yeah, go ahead. This one right here. I know what you're looking for.
I've been meaning to hit this one for a little bit. I'm sure a lot of people know Paul Warnke and the Warnke family over in Canute. He's been hitting with some health issues, and a lot of the financial burden is not going to be covered by insurance. So the family needs some help. There's a lot of travel involved, overnights, food, stuff like that. This is going to go on for a little bit. They're having a benefit at Friends Pub and Pizza, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 29th, from 6 to 10 p.m. Pretty cool deal. You go there. All the food and drink purchases, 40% of all food and drinks ordered from 6 to 10 will go directly to Paul and his family to help him out. There'll be entertainment there. Tyler Wilhelm will be playing acoustic stuff from 7 to 9. You could also just show up and make donations and help out a good family. Again, this is happening on Saturday, January 29th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Friends Pub and Pizza, right smack dab in the middle of Canute. And I promise you, get there early. I have a feeling they're going to run out of food. Because knowing Paul, great guy, great family, he's going to get a lot of help here. And if they run out of food, show up anyways and just give what you can. So, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good deal. That's next Saturday, 6 to 10.
Next Saturday, yes.
over at Friends Pub.
And I do know that there will be a little kid basketball tournament happening in Canute on that Saturday. So there's going to be a lot of people in town. So if you're heading that way, make plans to have dinner after the tournament over there.
Okay, I was going to go to NFL. We can talk about the NFL tomorrow.
Yeah, we got time. Tomorrow.
We got to talk about the reporter that got drilled by the car.
I got to see this. I'm going to look it up. You play it.
I'm going to play it for you. This is it happening. This is live on the air. Okay, so this is in West Virginia. And there's a water main break, but she's talking about there's some severe weather. I would assume it's severe, like from a – she's got a coat on. And they're kind of talking about ice, you know, so it's more of the winter as opposed to the tornadoes that we're used to.
Yeah.
And
water main break, probably because it was cold, and or it is cold.
This is Tori Yorgi is her name. And she's talking back to the studio out on site. You can see the workers behind her that have the neon on, so drivers could see them. She doesn't. Here's what happens.
Okay.
Now live in Dunbar, and Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads, and now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's, one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet, and you are okay.
I am so
sorry. It is all good. You know, I... Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even... Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that.
So clearly she didn't have a cameraman.
You know?
No, she's the camera person.
She was setting up her own camera.
So there are emergency vehicles around there. And a lot of times what we...
She just kind of giggles from here. I love Tim.
Because the camera fell down too. She hopped up, got the camera up. She's good to go.
I love watching Tim's reaction from back in studio. He never really, I mean, he's got this concerned look on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet still doing the news.
Yeah, still.
Did you get hit up high or down low, Tori?
Bumped high or bumped low, Tori?
And obviously, as she's, first off.
Coming up, cuddly pandas at the zoo. I mean, he kept going.
Well, first off, kudos to Tori. Because I have a feeling if that was me in her situation, just out of reaction from getting hit by a car,
yeah,
I would have screamed some sort of expletive.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Also said it was her last week on the job.
And this isn't the first time she's gotten hit by a car.
I'm sure the first
this situation.
Time she screamed a few words, but this time, oh, old hat, I got hit by a car. Oh,
this is just live TV for you.
Happened in college, no big deal. I'm going to hop up and continue to do what I do.
And she did.
If it was the last week on the job for me and something like that happened, I was like, oh, forget it. I'm done. I'm that's it for me.
And you can tell the lady that hit
Mike
her.
Mic drop and walk off.
The one that hit her is clearly stopped and going. Yeah. And she's like, oh, it's okay, ma'am. I'm fine.
Yeah, she was distraught. You could hear it. She's like, are you
but
okay?
Then the passive aggressive. Well, I thought I was in a safe spot, but I guess not. I've moved the camera now.
She should have been. I didn't see. She should have been one of those bright, wearing one of those bright reflective.
See, behind her,
were.
Yeah, the
she
workers
really wasn't. But she did have this giant light on her from the camera, so you'd think someone would see that. Maybe it got in the driver's eyes. Who knows? That's crazy.
I can't decide I just. her reaction is priceless for being able to handle it and continue to go and want to get the story out there on her last one. Because you're right. If that's your last, that's her last week at that station, I mean, that'd probably be grounds to just kind of go, well, I'm out.
Yeah.
But I think my even more so than her, I think the star of the show is Tim back at the station. He just continues down the, I mean, he's like, I mean, she's scrambling to get the camera back up. She's trying to talk to the lady that hit her and reassure that lady she's fine. All this chaos going on. And Tim's first response is, so did you get bumped up, down low or up high there, Tori? Yes.
Unreal. Unreal. Hey.
You think the water main breaks, the story she was reporting on, some water main breaking, was worthy of her getting ran over by a car? I'm going to say no. I'm going to go with no.
No. No, but I've noticed on morning news shows, they'll send on-field reporters out to anything. And if there's nothing, they'll find something. Like, hey, we got a store. Let's go to Joe over here at the 7-Eleven. Joe, what do you got? Hey, guys, 50% off coffee today. As you can see behind me, the line is backed up all the way to the chips. I mean, they'll find anything to go to. So maybe that was one of those, we got a water main break. Send her out there.
Yeah, that's what that story seems to me like.
Yeah.
Hey, we're prepared for all this crazy winter weather. It didn't quite materialize, but the water main broke over on 4th and Washington. You think you can go over there and cover that? And then whammo, get ran over by a car.
Where in West Virginia was this? It wasn't obviously a very populated area.
I don't think.
In a nice place of West Virginia, because the lady was she didn't drive off. She stopped. Are you okay? And she was, I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't suppose there could be too many towns in West Virginia
outside of
that are picking up for a TV station.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised who gets a TV station and who doesn't. Like our friends in Lawton have one. Wichita Falls has one. So you'd be surprised. Shoot, dude, there's Paragon TV.
Yeah, I guess that's true. God, didn't really say. WSAZ. She's in Dunbar, which I be honest with you, I've never heard of Dunbar, West Virginia.
WSAZ.
Yep.
That is in, all it says is West Virginia. Charleston? I thought that was a Carolina. I guess.
No, Charleston, West Virginia.
Charleston, West Virginia.
It's the capital.
It's the capital
of West Virginia. Did you not know that?
I guess I didn't. I don't think that ever occurred to me. Don't quiz me on state capitals. I would have failed.
Alabama.
Birmingham?
I think that's right.
You don't even know.
Yeah, I really do. I'm just trying to play along with you. Alaska. Hey, here's one.
Juneau.
Juneau, the capital of Alaska, Jared?
Yes, I've been there.
Oh, have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona.
Flagstaff?
Phoenix.
Is it Phoenix?
Yes.
It is Phoenix.
I know. I know these, Jerry. You don't have to, question
I'm
me.
I'm good with this. I haven't studied up my state capitals lately. Where are we going with this?
Is Charleston, West Virginia, the capital?
Capital. There's people driving right now, going crazy.
Going yes or no.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes.
The two that get tough are Vermont and New Hampshire.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama, that's right. It's Vermont and West Virginia get hard because they kind of look like each other but turned upside down.
Right. The Dakotas.
The Dakotas.
Yeah, they get me.
Pierre, South Dakota. Helena.
Helena's
Bismarck. Montana.
Bismarck or Billings?
Pierre.
That's Montana. Is who? Hellings?
Helena.
Helena?
Yeah, whatever.
Have you seen this concert announcement? Final topic of the day.
Montpelier is Vermont, by the way. Concord is New Hampshire.
Everyone's going crazy about this concert. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just telling you the state capitals.
That's great.
Hey, do you know Oklahoma City? Is Oklahoma's?
Yeah, that's the easiest one, even if you don't live in Oklahoma. right?
Yeah, I would think so. It's the only city anybody knows.
The trivia question is, what was Oklahoma's first state capital?
Guthrie.
Right. We would know that. We're from Oklahoma, but those outside would be, what?
Columbia, South Carolina. See, Sam's wrong. He thinks Charleston is South Carolina, but it's not.
See, it sounds like it should
it's
be.
Columbia.
A, yeah. Yeah.
There's two South Carolinas, or two Charlestons, but Charleston, South Carolina, it's not the capital. It's Columbia. Ah. Anyway, go ahead. What?
There's a concert announcement. It was announced a couple days ago, and people are still talking about it. It says it's going to be the biggest concert this summer. It's called the When We Were Young concert festival.
Who's this?
It's featuring, you're going to recognize a lot of these bands, and these are like bands I know I listened to in college. My Chemical Romance, Paramore, AFI, A Day to Remember, Avril Lavigne. I'm one for five. I thought she fell off the face of the earth, and all of a sudden she's back.
I'm one for five.
Dashboard Confessional, Taking Back Sunday. The list goes on and on. And tickets are cheap. People are freaking out about this.
Give me the front men of country music over at Sugar Creek in a couple weekends. Have you heard that one yet?
No, who?
Oh, my gosh. The lead singers of Lone Star, Restless Heart, and Little Texas.
Whoa, boy. Now, that
I'd
would be
much
a,
rather be there than whatever you're talking
fun.
About.
That would be fun.
Now, you know, here's my only concern about this. And we've seen this.
It's a one-day festival, too.
We've seen this at times here at the rodeo.
Yeah.
When certain acts show up. And you're wanting to hear the hits, they play the new stuff.
We're going
to
play some new stuff.
I'm staring at you, Jason Boland, staring at you through the radio. Nobody wanted to hear your new songs. Nobody wants to hear your new album.
But then the
next night, you know who showed up and played the hits? Tracy Lawrence. Played every song you wanted to hear. That's the way that's supposed to happen. So hopefully.
And our personal favorite by Tracy Lawrence, speaking of city names in Alabama.
Paint Me a Birmingham.
That's right. It's like turned into the unofficial theme song of this show.
So hopefully the frontman of country will play. I mean, no one wants to hear anything but Amazing. Or Amazed, I mean.
Right.
Or like little God Bless Texas.
Yeah.
The Bluest Eyes in Texas.
Yeah.
Running out of songs.
Yeah. That'd be a fun one.
No news. I noticed Nathan was playing No News before your news this morning. Everybody have a great day.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball is blistered to right. Wow.